what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
This is Michael.
And this is Rob. And these are girls. Three ladies that we have here. We got Amanda. You guys know her.
Hello.
Hey, girl. Who you're going to find out her name in a little bit. And then this is Micah. I had to think about it for a second. I looked at you in your face and I was like, what's
feels
your name?
Feels good. Thanks, what's Rob. Your name?
Okay, so since we did relationships from the male perspective, we've been talking about wanting to do relationships from the female perspective. And we finally got enough females together at one point to sit here and actually talk about some stuff. What's happening? Why are things happening behind me? Well, were you holding up the number four?
Three.
Oh, three.
Was I holding up four?
No, I think you were doing three.
I'm on four.
I just imagined. Okay, so
I can't go.
So we wanted it to be balanced and fair. So we're gonna have them come in and talk about the same kind of stuff that we were talking about, and then they're just gonna take it away. So Michael and I are gonna get out of here and let them have at it. So
we're the boss now.
Yeah, you guys take it away.
I feel like I'm a newscaster immediately. It is funny. Okay, so we're talking about female or male relationships. No, I'm sorry. Relationships from the female perspective. Yep. I'm Micah.
And I'm Sydney.
Amanda.
And yeah, we're going to get started. Do you have a topic you wanted to start with, Sydney?
Yeah, we can first start out with the topic of, is love enough? So we know we have relationships and stuff, but what really holds it together? You know?
Yeah.
So is love really enough? So I guess we can kind of start out as like, everybody kind of has a different definition of what love is. Mm-hmm. Some people it's like, it's a connection. It's like that spark that holds people together. But I've been married for a long time. So, to me, I have a different definition. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's like different kinds of love. I think the romantic love, like when we were listening to the men's version of the podcast, they're like, oh, love's not enough because love is the thing that like makes you want to like do your wife, like be with her in that way. And it's like, I feel like they think of it more as specifically the attraction part and not like all the actual work that comes into like being in a relationship or a marriage in particular. So I think that's why they were saying it wasn't enough when I think we're thinking about it more from the perspective of, well, love is what makes us, you know, continue to fight for the relationship and make compromises and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and love isn't just like a feeling.
No,
it's like
absolutely
a choice.
Not. Right.
It's like, oh, well, today I don't love my husband because I'm mad at him. Like, no, you still love him because you're choosing to love
him. You just don't like him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think like there's this whole concept, especially in like, I think today's age, there's this whole concept where it's like, well, I'm not in love with you. Like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. Mm-hmm. And basically what in love is, it's just, it is like Amanda was saying, it's that conscious decision to wake up and say, I'm going to sacrifice more for that other person.
Yeah.
It's not really a feeling. It's just a choice of consistently sacrificing. And so I don't know. I personally think that love is enough. Because love can be exemplified, for an example, when you're in an argument. If you really love the other person, you can continue to argue, and yeah, like you may be right, but you can also just be like, is this argument really worth the division that it's causing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just taking that extra step to be like, I love this person, I'm going to make a choice to just end the argument here and maybe,
right,
you know, apologize even if you weren't wrong. And that just comes from like years of marriage. That's right. Where that's coming from. But I can see where, you know, if you were dating or something, you don't really get that insight immediately. It's more based off of like an emotional reaction when you first start dating a person, because that, I guess, wisdom isn't there in your relationship yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel like we should share where we're at in our relationships too. I'm in like a 2.5 year relationship, not married.
Yeah.
You can go.
I have been married. I've been married for several years. I've been with my husband now for almost a decade. So.
I've been married for just a year yesterday. And me and my husband, well, we've been together since we're like 10, so like 12 years now.
Wait, 10?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't realize you guys were together for that long.
Wait, so have you been together longer than she and Michael have been?
Pretty much.
How long have you guys been together?
8 years.
Yeah, so.
That's wild.
Me and Chase, yeah. So 12 years.
9 years, actually. Been together 9 years. But yeah, 12 years, that is a long
time. Wait, so when he was like 10-year-old Shane asked you to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, with like a little crystal, like literally on the playground.
That's cute.
I know.
So, okay, did you guys like break up in between that time?
Yeah, well, we broke up. We dated for like between 5th and 6th grade. We broke up for 7th grade. And then we dated in 8th grade again.
Wow.
And then we broke up in freshman year. And then we've been dating since sophomore year, like straight. So like all together, we were like separated for like a year and a half between all that. So
that is crazy. So you guys are like all, you know.
Yeah.
Like
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's so the only person I've ever kissed like my whole life. So,
oh my gosh. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I feel like that would be great. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like 10 years old, funnily enough. My grandma gave me this book, and it was like a very religious, like Southern Baptist grandma gives her, like, way too young granddaughter, saying, like, you should only be with one person because, you know, like, once you be with, you're with other people, it like slowly diminishes that. I didn't personally experience that.
Yeah.
But you're like the real life story of what my grandma was trying to get me into. Yeah. But that's awesome. Yeah. It's like worked out great for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is neat. Yeah. Michael and I, we didn't get together till later in life. Like I think we both experienced us being single.
Mm-hmm.
When I say single, I think like wild and single.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, doing all that and then being together. But that's a totally different experience because as we got married, we did have to work through certain things and we experienced the jealousy and the exes calling and then like comparing.
I want to hear about this.
I'm kind of
I've never had that happen where like an ex has like even contacted me while I was with it. Like I've been very blessed. Well, it's been like, I've only had 3 relationships and the first 2 were like clean breaks. Like we wouldn't even be friends. So bye.
Like Michael had to go and get the car that he bought his ex while him and I were together.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And so it was just like, to me, I was kind of like crazy. I mean, I was in my young 20s and you know, I was super emotional all the time and I still am, but I mean I had like no self-control at that point. So I was and so I don't know, so there was a lot of history that he had and there was a lot of history that I had and we experienced, you know, I'm from San Diego, we lived there, and we started dating, so walking in the street and then like seeing one of my exes or a guy that I dated or whatever and then just like
awkward.
I've never had that happen either. The only thing I've had happen was I briefly, like even close to that, I briefly went on 3 dates with a guy, which is a really weird number of dates to go with someone, I feel like, and not like have it continue.
Yeah.
But it was like, let's try it 3 times. But I feel like we both knew by the 3rd time, like, you know, it was a nice thought, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And he randomly contacted me a couple months after I was in my relationship with Benny, who is my current boyfriend, and was like, hey, do you want to like go to this like salsa class together? And it was so random because I was like, aren't we done with this? Like,
yeah.
We didn't click. He was like, he's very, I don't know, effeminate and serious, which are like 2 things I'm like not.
Yeah.
Yes, they're not necessarily looking for. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I was in a weird place. Like, my relationship was official. But I was like, is he asking his friends? Because I had hung out with this guy's friends before. And also, my boyfriend has a ton of female friends, which I know some women can't handle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, he would maybe do it. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll, like, let him know that, sure, let's go do this. So I went, and I told him. I didn't tell my boyfriend until after, and it... Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
it. Yeah, because it
wasn't like a date even, but it was like, I don't know. I was at a point where I was like, well, he has all these female friends and I wasn't secure with it yet. That I was like, I can go hang out with my male friend. Like, it's salsa dancing, but whatever.
Yeah.
And the whole time it was extremely awkward. And I was like, why did this guy ask me here? We do not vibe at all. Like, this is the most awkward experience ever.
Mm-hmm.
It was a disaster.
I think that's one thing actually that was like, always weird or like, weird for me was whenever a significant other had a bunch of female friends. Like, and I think like it's fine at first, but when you get to a certain level where you become really serious, there's definitely like some boundaries that have to be drawn. Like once you get to that point.
Definitely. Salsa dancing is like a big no-no, especially if you're not going in a group.
It's like a sexual kind of dancing.
The worst thing you could do is probably salsa dancing. It's like, do you want to go like nude hot tubbing?
Yeah.
That's normal.
What, t-shirt contest? We can be together? Yeah.
Rob's <That's>, like giving us thumbs up. He wants to hear more about what t-shirt contest is. What I'm like taking from that.
Don't do that if you're married.
Wet t-shirt contest.
I haven't been to a wet t-shirt contest, but I will tell you that before Michael and I were married, like, he has had his fair share of experiences. He's traveled around the world and done that. But I think I did too. Like, I think we both got it out of our system, if you will. But I used to go to, like, raves, and it was like they've had similar things happening, like, during that stuff. Like, you know, there were wet t-shirts everywhere. but it's there. Yeah. And then again, now I don't do that, obviously, but there's a certain point where that gets cut off. And you see married people all the time, or people who date that still want to do that. And so it kind of brings you into, like, the topic, what are you looking for in a relationship when you're dating a person? You know, like, some people don't think, like, oh, I might marry this person in the future. And that it kind of goes into, like, what are some huge turnoffs? You know what I mean? Like, what turns you off, or, like, what would make you not want to pursue that person or continue dating them?
Yeah.
And one of the biggest ones for me before I even met Michael was, like, not thinking long term.
Yeah.
Like
if you're not in it for the long haul, then
that's
what I'm interested in. So
goodbye. And I don't know. Anything that comes with age too, because sometimes people are like, oh, if you are in it for the long haul, I'm not going to continue dating you, because that's a turnoff. But I don't know.
So, like, basically, I'm not interested. I'm like, this is, like, a fun time.
Yeah.
I've never been that kind of person ever. I never had, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't date in high school, which was super weird. Like, people were like, oh, my God, are you a lesbian? I joked about being asexual one time to my group of friends, and they, like, asked me for, like, years, like, are you asexual? Are you actually asexual? I'm like, I'm really not. Like, I can totally understand why you might think that, but I'm really not. I just don't like the guys here. Hence moving to Chicago.
That's interesting. But,
yeah, I had a horrible time, like, finding guys that I would, like, think someone's attractive, and I would kind of get to know them, but I'd be like, wow, he's really gross. Like, that sucks.
So you just, like, find things you don't particularly, and are these, like, habits or characteristics?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just, like, there was one guy I was interested in particular, and I heard him talking about another woman one time, and it was not in a way I would ever want to hear a man talking about a woman, and that killed anything ever, even though he was really funny, and we, like, vibed and, like, had similar senses of humor, that totally killed it. So...
I
don't have any of those experiences.
You're so blessed, man. I feel like you're, like, this little lucky person.
Yeah, that's the perfect story.
I know. It is. Like, my best friend, that's the situation she was in. I mean, she had, like, junior high boyfriends, but we didn't really consider them serious because they didn't kiss, and they all turned out to be gay, which was really funny. But she's with, like, her high school sweetheart, and they're, like, different, but they make it work, and I feel like what they have is really pure because they've never been with somebody else, so I feel like that is a huge plus.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm definitely, like, thankful for it. Yeah. I don't know, just, like, even when I was young, I just kind of, like, always, like, I know it's weird because I was, like, 10 years old, but I just kind of always knew, like, Shane was, like, the person for me. I mean, it's super cheesy to say, but...
No, that's really cute.
Yeah, that is really cute. I feel like sometimes when you know, like... Yeah. You know, like, I knew right away with my, like, I dated a lot, and I had several boyfriends, and, like, I lived in the city, so it's not like there was a lack of options. Yeah. Like, it was, but when I actually started, when Michael and I started dating, like, my mom even knew, she's like, you really like this guy, like, you're gonna marry him. And she said that before I even was for sure about it. And so I feel like when you kind of know, you know, like, there's a certain type of person that has to balance you out. I don't necessarily believe in, like, soulmates, but there is a certain type of personality that has to, like, balance your personality.
Yeah.
You know?
So. And I wonder if growing up together kind of helps that, because you're literally, like, I mean, you're shaping every experience together. Yeah. You're seeing them at the worst from the beginning of time in your relationship. So, yeah, I feel like that would be super beneficial.
And I think also, like, it just if you're, like, this was any relationship, like a friendship, a romantic relationship, like, if you spend so much time together, like, especially when you're, like, young and you're, like, developing, it's, like, almost as if, like, you're just, like... morph, like,
into, like, one person.
Like, literally sometimes...
You're Shamanda.
I'll, like... literally sometimes I'll just be, like, thinking something, and then Shane will, like, literally say it. I'm like, did you, like, just read my mind? Like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
But I mean, people say all the time that you're like who you hang out with is like how you're going to act. Yes.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's I think that Michael and I are kind of doing that now, or it's just, it's,
I feel like that too. Like, because, and I was friends with my boyfriend for a long time first, but I hated him at first, and we can go into that later if you want to, but like, it gets better like every day, and it's not saying I would have expected. Everybody's like, oh, it's like a flame at first, and it slowly like wilts away, but that is totally not the experience I have. So I'm like, what is this, like a random crazy thing that's happening to me? I don't know. Like, we vibe better day after day, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. And I think like you like, in a sense, shape the other person. Like you have your own characteristics and you have your own personality, but as you're with a person every day, you kind of like adjust or adapt to how the other person is. And I don't know, you can either go this way or you can kind of separate and go the opposite. But like for Michael and I, like one thing that kind of attracted me to him was the fact that he always stood his ground. Like I've never, all the guys that I dated in the past were kind of, they were the nice guys. Okay. They were very nice.
Yeah.
Like they were the type of guys that probably like would be the husband that is like happy wife, happy life, you know? And a lot of the times, like my parents would probably be like, why didn't you marry that guy? You know, or why aren't you still with him? And I'm like, because he lacked a backbone.
Yeah.
He was like way too nice. And there is such thing as way too nice.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that kind of just attracted me towards Michael. Like I knew, because I'm like, this guy stands his ground. And I think more times than not, like women respect that, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. I feel like, and vice versa. Like you need someone who challenges you.
Yeah.
If you're, I think two people can get into a pattern of dating, like a similar kind of type of person, like over and over again, just because that's what they've become comfortable with. And they're totally missing like the best compatibility, like match out there just because, oh, well, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. They just, they get like, I don't know, they get complacent and, and challenging, and they just stick to what they're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I have friends that are like that too, and I'm always like, just go out with the girl. Like,
yeah, date give someone them a else. Chance. Like, they pattern date. Like the people who like, they date, or the girls who like guys who are like total a-holes. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You're dating this dude, and then you get with somebody else, and it's the same person, like same personality, and then they just do the same thing, and it's like a cycle. And then you listen to them talk about the guy and cry. Yeah.
It's like, how do you do it? It's so like amazing to me, the whole phenomenon. Like, oh, man, I just love when people treat me like trash.
Yeah,
it's what makes me feel like home. I'm like, is it a psychological thing? Did their dad do that to them, or is this daddy issues that I'm seeing? Like,
you start analyzing the situation. You're like, what's really going on?
Here? I know. Yeah. I always am. Yeah,
that's true. Let's see. Other topics.
Yeah, I know.
I wrote this down, but I don't remember it.
I said, like, biggest turnoff in a past relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, technically, he has been a past relationship. He's, like, awesome.
Well, if you want to know anything about Shane, it's he can sleep literally anywhere.
Has that ever been a problem?
Yes, actually. I'm like, our friends think you don't like them. You sleep the whole time we hang out. Like, what are you doing?
I feel like that's a gift and a talent.
Is he still sleeping? Oh, okay. He's really sleeping through his, like, dog in
him. Yeah.
No, okay, I know one thing. Like, this actually just happened, like, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. We were, like, driving down the road, and Shane, like, had, like, a gum wrapper or something and literally threw it out the window on the ground. And I was like, I don't even know who I married. Yeah. I was like, what type of person does that? I was like, that is against everything that I believe in. And I literally, we had like this huge long conversation about it. And I was like, this is very serious to me. And he was like, I don't know. I didn't even think about it. I was like, well, next time think about it.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. That is so funny. Go ahead with yours. I don't know. Let me think.
So one thing that I experienced in my previous relationship to my Benny, my Benny, isn't that like a song? I dated a guy that, oh my gosh, he was the worst, honestly. It's just, and it's not, he's not somebody that everybody would think is the worst, but he was like everything that annoyed me.
Yeah.
Within, I'd say like, this was during our first date, and it was probably within, like, the first 2 hours. He mentioned that every girl he had ever dated, he had broken up with them.
Oh.
And I was like, screw that. Like, that's not going to happen this time. Yeah. Like, I'm breaking your heart first. Like, I was 100% sure.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even, like, sure at that point if I was going to continue dating him. But, like, the fact that he told me that, it's, mm-hmm. like, it ticked, like, one kind of box in my mind. I was like, oh, okay, like, this is a challenge, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it would be fun just like, get rid of that. I feel like he would still lie to people about it, but that's a whole other conversation. But that just, like... And it was, like, little things like that, the whole relationship. Just, it's the type of confidence that you might think a woman wants to, like, see from you, but it's not. Nobody wants to hear that.
That's like that worse.
Makes me think
that's
you like have a problem. Yeah, that makes me think you have a problem, not the other girl.
It's either that or he's, like, totally lying, and he's just, like, has this huge
about that
ego.
Too. I was like, this could be a whole ruse to impress me, because the whole time, like, he was like, oh, I could tell he was, like, trying to lay it on how great he was. Mm-hmm. And I think it was part of it because, like, I don't know, he was a bit complicated and maybe thought he didn't, like, deserve to be in a relationship with me. And he definitely didn't. But the funny thing is, at the end, he did break up with me, and I was wanting to break up with him. And I was like, no.
He did it first.
It was the worst.
He probably felt like that you were going to break up with him. He just, like, rushed to it.
We knew, like, the day before. Like, it was just, like... No, it's just... It like was mutual. The worst kind of thing for me. I would rather have, like, a passionate, fiery argument, because that shows that there's some kind of investment. Those are the arguments you should be having. The like, how do you feel like we're going? Like, how this is going? It's like, it's okay. That was generally the conversation we were having. And, like, as I walked out the door of his apartment that day, I remember thinking, this is, like, the last time I'm walking out of this apartment for sure. Like, we have to, like, end the madness.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't want to, because he was, like, the first person I got really attached to in Chicago. I mean, he was my first friend there. Don't make your first friend your boyfriend. It's a really bad idea when you move to a new city, but in general, like, I mean, it's good that they're your best friend, but make sure you have other friends outside of that relationship, because if it ends, you're screwed and alone. And that's what I was. And at the end, it wasn't even the fact that, like, oh, my heart was broken. It was, like, the friendship and, like, all the relationships and the companionship that I had there was gone. I was like, what am I gonna do? But, oh my gosh, I have to tell the breakup story, because it's heinous. I mean, it's heinous. So we walked to my apartment, and the whole time there, we said nothing. We were on a subway on the way to my apartment. I lived, like, fairly close by, so it was, like, probably a 5-minute ride, but it felt like 50 hours. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was the most awkward thing. He had, like, a longboard with him. I was asking him questions about his longboard. Like, I gave a single crap, and I, like, could not care less. I was like, so where did you get that one? Oh, the wheels are, like, really bright green. Like, what color do you think that is? I mean, it was literally, I was like, in my head, I was like, why are you doing this? Like, this is horrible. You're making it so
much
worse. You're
trying to not have that awkward silence. Just
silence,
like, that
would have been better. It was terrible. And once we got to my place, there was, like, this little fountain outside my place, and I could feel him, like, stopping. And mind you, we'd been together for 5 months, and that, to me, that felt heavy at the time because it was my longest relationship. And he was, like I said, my only person there that I had, literally, bad situation. So he knew that as well. So we kind of stop at the fountain, and we're just literally sitting. I'm like, okay, I guess. He's like, actually, you know, like, how do you think this is going? And literally, I'm, like, imitating him perfectly, I swear to God. I was like, yeah, not good. he's like, I feel the same way. He's like, I think we should break up. I was like, okay. Again, I was a little bit, like, because the weight of it was finally hitting me. I let it, like, there was relief.
Yeah.
But before there was, I don't know really which came first. I guess they kind of came at the same time. It was a relief, but I was like, oh, no. Like, I felt devastated because I suddenly was in this tight partnership, and I'm alone.
Yeah.
Like, literally was spending every day with this person. And even if they aren't, I don't know if anyone else has ever been in that situation. Even if they're not, like, your people, if that makes sense, you still get attached to them. Like, there's people in my family that I know I wouldn't be friends with if they weren't in my family.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Like, we had a bond regardless.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, and I probably let it exhale. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna go now. And literally, when it turned, I was like, do you think we should like hug or something? Like, cause this was 5 months. I was spending every day with this person. He was like, oh, yeah, I guess. He was almost confused that I wanted to hug him. I was like, I'm probably never going to talk to you again. Like, this has been such a weird time for both of us. And we like had the most awkward hug ever. And he's like, okay, toodles. And like,
he said toodles.
I'm so glad you find that as disturbing as I do.
That is awful.
I am scarred by toodles. That until this day. He was like, I'm toodles. Like, he was the most nervous person in the world. And like, ran. He had a longboard. He picked it up and he ran. He ran for his life. Like, it was the weirdest thing ever. I'm like, still scarred by it. It was one of the first stories I told my boyfriend because he used the word toodles and I was like, okay. No,
we're going to have to not do that.
You can't say that. It's ruined forever. So seriously, anytime I hear it now, I immediately am like, I have a full
body. I'm pretty sure Michael used that word earlier.
He did, yeah, he did.
No. I'm like, stop saying it, Michael, and he just kept saying it. So he's like dying hysterically over here. But yeah, worst breakup ever. And it's not even like, it wasn't even like, oh my God, we're meant for each other and we screwed it up or whatever. It was just, it was the most awkward breakup ever, therefore the worst in my opinion.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I feel like that's like a lot to follow after talking for really long.
No, that sounds terrible. But now I'll never think of the word toodles the same. So when
I hope it sticks with you. Sorry, Michael.
When I watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse now, I'm going to be like, oh, toodles.
I ruined it for Michael, too. I hope this guy listens to this. Like, I hope you're doing okay. Like, you're an okay guy. We just didn't know.
It wasn't working. Yeah. Didn't jive.
It wasn't working.
Didn't jive.
Yeah. Into breakup, like, what the hell? Like, sorry, like, oh my God, that was so weird. Like, seriously, if I saw him again, I would probably say to his face, I was like, I would be like, oh my God, like, what the fuck?
Maybe.
Like, what were you thinking? What was wrong with you? Were you, like, terrified I was gonna, like, break down? Like, why did you pick up the longboard?
He probably thought you were gonna start crying.
I need to know why you ran away. And maybe he was uncomfortable with, like, emotions because we had never even been emotional like that.
Yeah. Maybe you guys were, like, more of, like, friends. Like, that relationship just kind of, like, morphed into a friendship.
For me, but he was, like, the friend that was trying to bang me, and I wasn't going to let it happen because I'm not like that. No shade if you are.
Well, yeah, I understand. It's kind of like when you have, like, that guy friend that totally likes you and is, like, trying really hard, but you're like, but you're a good friend, but they're just trying, and then it just becomes really awkward and weird.
And you give in, and you're like, oh, okay, like, it doesn't make me vomit. Rob, why are you pointing to yourself? It's not you, because I like you more than I liked this guy.
No, it's just, I'm that guy.
But you have been that guy for other people.
I'm friends with all the girls, and then none of them are like, I want to date you.
You just get friend-zoned easily, because some people are just really good friends. Like, that's happened to me, too, where I've had, like, guy friends in the past, and, like, okay, like, they had, you know, a crush on me or whatever. But it's like, you're such a good friend. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of you in that way. And, like, what do you think makes a guy, like, friendship material versus, like, boyfriend material? Because I think that there is, like, there is a huge difference there.
I feel like that's hard.
For me,
it's actually very simple.
Go ahead.
If you're attracted to that person or not, and attraction is something that can build, but if you're constantly around that person and you don't even have that spark in your head, like, oh, what if I just kiss them right now? Because I have, like, that weird impulsive, like, part in my head that always wants me to do weird things.
Yeah.
Like, what if I drove off the side of the road? Like, I don't know. Apparently that's normal. I've, like, worked in that. But, yeah. If you don't have that, if it's, like, you're that concentrated in the friend thing. There's not any kind of attraction there. You can't force it. I mean, you can try. You can try to kiss them. Like,
yeah.
But I don't think you'll have good luck.
I think, like, and I'm trying, maybe I'm just, like, totally thinking super deep into this, but also, like, what kind of drives that attraction? Because, like, for me in the past, like, I've dated or I've been interested in guys who weren't, like, physically attractive, but they've been really, like, I don't know, like, they're just smooth. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
oh,
the way that they, like, it's like the way that they talk, because I feel like they go into it knowing that this is not going to be a friendship. Like, this is going to be, that I want
to
date
her.
Like,
I'm not even going to give you the chance to be
to friend
with me.
Yes, I'm not even going to give you a chance to friend me. This is going to be, like, something. And then they just kind of, like, it's maybe, like, a flirting thing, and maybe it's something else. And that's kind of, like, Michael was, like that. I feel like Michael right off the bat knew. And so we didn't even get to that point where I could have friended him. Mm-hmm. There was a point where he was super close because I did tell him, I don't want to date you because I think you're too nice. And really, to me, that was like too nice was like, oh, he's like getting into that friend zone. Mm-hmm. And then he like flipped it really quick and was like,
I could be a jerk.
And then he started, like doing like, you know, kind of going that different direction where he kind of blocked the friendship aspect of it really fast. But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a struggle that a lot of guys have is, like, getting friend-zoned.
I think women get into it, too.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it's more of a man problem, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. I mean, guys have to pursue the woman. So, I mean, and that don't have to. Girls do, too. But I'm saying, like, it's more like common than not.
It's like a cultural and social thing.
Yeah. Well, it's more like, common than not. My sophomore year of high school, me and Shane actually started dating. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, 3 weeks before we started dating, he told me I was eternally friend-zoned. Like, quotations, eternally friend-zoned.
Wow.
And at this point, I had been, like, trying to get him to, like, actually date me for, like, a month or two. And I was like, well, I'm not giving up. And then literally, like, a few weeks later, we were just, like, sitting there watching TV. And I was like, you know what, whatever, I'm just going to go for it. Mm-hmm. And I literally just, like, grew the biggest balls ever and just leaned over and kissed him. Literally, oh, like, didn't even, like, look
Whoa,
at him.
Go Amanda.
I know, I literally just didn't even look at him. Did it, turn, and then Shane goes, do you think we should talk about that? And I was like, about what?
That probably saved your relationship.
I think
relationship.
You just had a fever dream. I didn't do anything to you. Yeah. Like, maybe you want to do, like, when you're...
Yeah, so honestly, I mean, if someone tells you you're eternally friend-zoned, maybe don't listen to them.
Yeah.
That's surprising. That's
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just go what for it heck? And see what happens.
I know, we're like... What in the heck?
Oh, yeah. Just for reference, I'm checking my phone because I'm on a time constraint. I'm not, like, texting during your... I don't want anyone to feel bad. I'm
no,
all ears.
Fine.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
probably saved your relationship.
Probably.
Maybe it would have turned out different if you didn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
that's
know.
That's crazy. So he owes you everything, basically, is what I'm saying.
So his whole life.
To the viewers
grateful.
Out there, if you
want to
randomly try and kiss the person that you like... May
that
the odds be ever
really,
in your
really
favor.
Bad, though.
How old were you when this happened again? I was 16. He was 15.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's forgiving. Yeah, you at that age,
right.
Just try to do it.
I'm okay. Thinking if you're in your 30s and you maybe don't do that. Like, you're both to the point where it's like.
Yeah. Where you're established already.
Yeah,
you're just like, well, how about you just not sexually assault me?
Right.
But,
that's
yeah.
true, though. And there's also like that double standard. If he had done that to you and you didn't want it to happen.
Yeah, then it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been totally different.
Yeah. It's crazy. Why are they laughing so hard?
I don't know.
This conversation isn't that funny.
Well, going into the whole, like, kissing thing, whenever Michael and I argue, sometimes whenever I want to end the argument or if I'm in the wrong and he's just, like, super upset and I'm really upset, sometimes I will just, like, you know, lean over and kiss him. Because, I mean, how are you going to, like, argue
yeah.
with somebody mm-hmm. who's, like, really just trying to kiss you?
Right.
It just gets,
like,
you just get out of it.
If you lay, like, a good one on him, they'll yeah. totally forget what's going on.
Yeah, it's just, like, it kind of ends everything there.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, well, that's done.
I need to do that strategy more often.
It's an
I
effective
need to, like,
strategy.
Take advantage of that, for sure.
It's an
it
effective
works.
Strategy. When someone's super mad at you, you know? Oh, okay, well, your significant other.
Go
you just grab him and kiss him.
I love that time. We'll get along great, I swear.
Yeah. So it works on some people. So I don't know. It's kind of an effective strategy.
Don't try it on your grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, no one of blood relation, please.
Please, no blood relation.
I know we're in Southern Illinois, but incest is not a thing.
I'm like laughing. My hands.
But yeah, I don't know.
Where were we?
I don't know. Back to topic.
Hold on a second.
Oh, turnoffs. Yeah.
We were in turnoffs.
Okay. So if I can just go into one of the biggest turnoff for me, oddly enough, and I'm not going to say any turnoffs about my husband because he's perfect. I want to talk about next. one of the biggest turnoffs was dating somebody who was exactly like me. Like, when I say exactly like me, I'm very competitive and I have a very fiery personality. Like, I'm really like an adventure-seeking, thrilling type of person. And I dated somebody who was exactly like me. And I thought that that was a good thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it totally was not. Like, you don't want to date someone because it's boring. And it's like, I realized I ended up just doing more. Like, we had a lot of fun together, but then it just became like someone you hang out with to do thrill seeking things. Mm-hmm. And then I just realized I'm just risking my life more and more to try and keep this relationship interesting, but I'm getting closer to death every day. I'm like, this is not working out. Like, and there was not really like, it just became boring. Like, the actual relationship was boring with that person. Cause I'm talking to somebody who is like myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You're like, I talk to myself enough. I completely agree.
I agree. And then whenever you fight, it's like there's no like medium because you're just fighting with yourself. And it's just, I think that was the biggest turnoff. And it's not really something that someone can control, but it's just like compatibility. Like you have to find somebody who's compatible with you, like someone who's different than you.
Right.
I mean, some people who are more mellow, I guess, they can date somebody who is like them because they like the stability and maybe they just don't get bored or anything. But I couldn't do that. That was a big turnoff for me, is someone who is just like me.
That's so interesting that you say that, because before I met Benny, I had this super specific guy in mind that was literally myself. And I'm like, gross, first of all. But even like, there were like things like jokes I would make that were like, coming from a place of insecurity, and like I had a lot of that humor before I met him, and I still like kind of do, because it's, I mean, a working process.
Yeah.
And he brought it up to me randomly one day. He's like, you know, don't you like feel bad to like, don't talk about yourself that way, you're like demeaning yourself. And I was like, oh my god, I've never thought about it that way. And he's like constantly bringing like those kinds of new ideas into the forefront of my mind. And it makes me think again, kind of what you said. It's you're not looking for, it's not a match game. It's like a puzzle piece. Like, it's somebody that like is going to fit you the right way.
Yeah. Because can you imagine if you dated somebody who was exactly like you?
Because I would get so bored.
They would make jokes about themselves in the same way. And then you don't realize it, but there's all this negativity and demeaning in your relationship. Yes. And you're like, wait, that's not what I intended.
And I even had someone in my life at the time, like there was a friend of a like he was a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, oh, like maybe like I wasn't like super duper attracted to him. So I didn't like go full into it. Mm-hmm. But I thought, okay, like maybe I'll give it a shot. And we hung out with him one night, like as a group. And just like, I realized at the end of the night, I didn't feel good because all of his humor was so negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and this is after I was with Benny too. And I was like, wow, like, no, like he's right. Like that doesn't make you feel good. Like it might be funny in the moment, but it's almost like you're doing it more to make other people laugh.
Yeah.
But do you feel better? Not really. Mm-hmm. Like,
humor is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like dirty jokes, no. Oh my gosh, don't do the dirty joke thing. I mean, like, there is, like, a limit, but, like, when you're dating someone and then they start spewing out dirty jokes and that's just, that's like, so their bizarre. Natural humor, I'm like, no.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah, now that I'm married, you know, Michael, you know, if he cracks a dirty joke, I mean, we're married, it's different now, you know, but mainly his jokes now are dad jokes, and I think they're funny, but...
Right.
But, like, or puns, but, I mean, there's, like, the humor is important because it really tells a lot about a person.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, Shane's pretty funny, even though I try not to admit it. Shane does dad jokes too, and I'm like, you're not even a dad. Like, so you're 22. You're not 40 years old.
Right, I'm
like,
pretty sure.
Stop wearing polos. What are you doing?
Oh my God, yes. The polo thing. And I think.
Oh my gosh,
Benny,
I'm old.
It.
I like polos.
Like, I think he does it for his job. He also does the thing where he like rips his pants off as soon as he gets home. And I just watched The Goldbergs before I came here, and like the 50-year-old dad did that. I'm like, oh my God, am I dating like a 4-year-old dad of like 4 kids? And
so
I realize, like, the humor,
old.
Like, the
I
way
think
he thinks
old.
About things. I'm like, you're an old man.
Yes. And, like, now that we've started, like, building a house, like, it just got so much worse. He's like, what kind of wood would you like in the kitchen?
Yeah.
And he's, like, so excited about it.
When did we become
it?
The kind of couple that cares about what wood is in the kitchen? What happens?
I will have to admit, I think I'm old because every time Michael gets home, I'm like, can you change your pants? Please don't wear that on the bed. I'm like,
that makes sense.
Do not.
He's a prison guard.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
and like,
even just like anywhere, like if he goes out in jeans, I'm like, oh, you're really going to wear jeans in bed. I'm like, oh, please change.
Oh,
like,
no jeans
that.
In bed.
I feel
no.
That.
I'm just so, I
the
think
outside
I'm
germs
old.
In the bedroom. No, get them out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I realize how much I've like changed so much, just like being married for so long, the things that I used to care about, I don't. And then vice versa now.
Yeah.
I care about new things. Mm-hmm. Like you were talking about wood. I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, for Christmas, I really want like a new cast iron skillet. You know, yes. It's just like, when did this become important? You know? And so, I don't know. It's just weird how things change. And things in your significant other change too.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's a thing like a lot of people don't think about. And mm-hmm. I see it in other relationships, even in my family. Like, you're not the person I was married. I was like, my God, can you imagine if they were the same person you married, like, what, 20 years ago? Like,
oh my
how
gosh.
Bizarre would that be? They're not having any personal growth at all. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Yeah, Michael would hate me because I would be wild. Honestly, moving to Southern Illinois, like, domesticated me, I think.
I feel like it would anyone.
Yeah, it did, but
do you have any other choice? Like, I kind of have to.
That's true. That's true. I had to learn how to cook because I'm like, let me see, I can eat pizza or cheeseburger. Right. I'm like, there's only so many cheeseburgers I can eat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are other things, but when you come from San Diego in the city and you can you know, Thai food, and then you can eat Vietnamese food, and then sushi, and then you can eat Mexican food, like authentic Mexican food. It's just like, I don't know. I had to learn how to cook some stuff.
Yeah. But, I feel that. I'm like still like learning to cook Nigerian food. I want to surprise them like a legit Nigerian like buffet. Like, I think it would be amazing. No, I mean like, I couldn't do like a one woman buffet, realistically, but like make like four dishes. That's like a buffet for me.
Yeah. So do you like Nigerian food? Like a lot? Have you tried a lot of it or is it just like main dishes?
I think I've tried a decent amount. I think my boyfriend would disagree. I've tried yam and it's called draw soup and it's like a gooey soup that... Mm-hmm. First of all, it's pounded yam. I didn't even know what a yam was
until it's like a white potato
that's like kind of salty, but they pound it until it's like this weird, I don't know how to, it's like the texture of nothing I felt before. Mm-hmm. All I can think is like Play-Doh, but softer. And you put like the stew in it. You like make a little cup out of it, and I've seen him do it and I still can't do it right. And it like sucks up the draw soup and they just like...
That's kind of cool, actually.
It's cool. It's really interesting to watch. I just can't do it. Like, the draw soups, like, the soups I can't do because I'm very, like, texture-y with my food. Like, the texture has to be something I'm used to, or I have to get used to it. And a lot of the meat they cook is tough.
Mm.
So, like, the chewiness. It's a struggle. It's not one of the, like... It's not like Asian food where you can like pick it up right away and be like, oh, dang, this is delicious.
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
It's, and even he said it's kind of like an acquired taste. And people in Nigeria, they don't so much eat for like, oh my God, like
this
I want to
taste good.
Yeah, it tastes good. It's like for health reasons. Like, hey, I want to live a long life and be healthy.
Yeah.
And like here in America, we don't really do it like
that. So, yeah.
It's an adjustment. There are things I like. I love jollof rice. Jollof rice I could eat all the time.
Interesting.
It's rice again.
And your boyfriend
back to rice.
He's
never cooked Nigerian food for me.
Really?
I'm like, I'm legit hurt. I'm like, I've told him so many times. I'm like, you need to cook Nigerian food for me. Yeah. I cook American for you all the time. That's all that I cook. I like, put those raviolis that come in the package in the oven. Like, what's wrong? Yeah, terrible.
Huh. But. Well, that's interesting. Well, maybe you should suggest
when he
that.
Hears this. I mean, if like. Because when will this go out? We don't even know. If I still haven't had, 2020. 2020. Yeah. I mean, that's next year, so that's probably realistic.
Yeah.
If he hasn't made it, like, he's going to get a whooping.
A whooping
with a spatula. Also, whip your boyfriends. No, I'm kidding.
With spatulas.
The ones with lots of holes. I feel like I, like, know what I'm talking about, but I swear to.
So, are you speaking from experience?
No. I don't think I've ever whipped him, like, in a non-playful way.
I don't think I've ever whipped Michael.
I'm just imagining you whipping Michael.
I don't think I have. And if I did, I'm pretty sure I hurt my hand more.
Oh, yeah, you have to use that. You can't use,
like,
salt hand.
Yeah, I have to use, like, a tool.
Especially if, like... My boyfriend, like, he has, like, quite the badonkadonk, and it's, like, muscle. Like, you could hurt yourself. You could, like, break your hand.
Yeah, so you have to use a tool. See, Michael's faster than me, so I feel like he'd run away, and my little itty-bitty legs would be struggling to keep up. Because
you'd have to do it when he's asleep.
Yeah.
I'm helping you.
But I don't know if he would wake up, because he's quite the deep sleeper. Like, he can literally sleep through anything. Anything. And I'm like, I don't understand how you're still sleeping.
Yeah, Shane, too. There was literally, fun fact, police shining lights in our house the other night.
Why?
It's a long story. But anyway, they were literally like shining lights in our windows. Shane had no know, like, didn't know what was going on at all. And, like, all of our dogs are, like, freaking out. And he's just snoring. Like yeah, just snoring.
I don't know how they do it. I'm really envious, though. And I feel like that's a male thing, too. Like, all the men in my family. My alarm's about to go off.
Michael used to do that. I mean, he sleeps deep now, but I think it's because he works nights. And during the day, all of our children and, like, everything is crazy and hectic and noisy. But before, like, there was a time that he didn't work nights, he was a super light sleeper. Like, you'd hear something drop, and he would be, like, he would be up. And
that's how I am. I just, like, cannot sleep through anything. Like, a leaf touches the window, I'm like, hello.
Oh, okay, talking about things that are, like, attractive, because we talked about turnoffs.
Yeah.
I think one thing that I find, like, super attractive is whenever a guy is, like, courageous. I know that sounds brave. Yeah, like, I know that sounds,
in
like, weird.
Ways?
Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Years back, before we even had kids, we used to live at this place in San Diego, and it was like crackhead city, okay? Like, you did not want to live there. It was just, it was so bad. Like,
oh, I love crackhead city. I have vacation there every
time. Like, it's a real place, okay? It was where we lived. And you could see, like, you know, just tweakers walking past. Like, someone tried to break into our car in our driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
There was, like, KKK. Like, it was bad.
California?
Yes,
wow,
in San Diego, in El Cajon. So you guys know viewers who live in El Cajon. So anyway, it was in the middle of the night, and we heard like this loud, like, you know, bang. And Michael, he keeps like a, you know, well, okay, we're not going to go into too much detail, but he keeps like a weapon near the bed, okay? And he just like grabs it.
Yeah.
And he just like goes out there and starts clearing the whole house and the outside. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, I felt like he runs to danger. And, like, most people are like, oh, I wouldn't want my husband to do this or do that. But I'm like, no, I feel like that's, like, I want that protective instinct. Mm-hmm. Some guys are cowards. Like, they just kind of, like, run from the danger. But I'm like, I want you to run towards the danger. Like, that is something that should kind of be, I don't know. I feel like that's something that a guy kind of should have. Because if I'm protecting you and we're in a relationship, I'm not much to work with. I would probably lose.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that's something that's attractive. Or just the kind of that, even if you're not, like, married, you know, if you're just dating and there's the guy that kind of, when we were dating, there's another story. We went to Chili's and this guy said, like, a super, like, I think he hit on me or he said something about my butt. I don't even remember. No. He said, he was talking to his friend. He's like, oh, remember when we used to get him that good or that young and like looked me up and down. And Michael just like lost it. And I feel like that's kind of like a protective nature too. Mm-hmm, that kind of goes hand in hand. It's not like a, you know, so I don't know. I think that that's definitely something that's attractive.
Yeah.
You don't want to get with a guy who's a coward.
Someone that's going to like defend your honor, I think, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
Ironically, I don't know if I've ever been hit on in front of my boyfriend, and it's hilarious because I'll like go to meet him somewhere and I'll get like stalked on the train by somebody that's like, please just give me your number. It's not a big deal. Give me your number.
Oh.
Like, just, you never know who you're going to meet on the train.
Like,
trying to sell me drugs.
Oh,
like, what's going on? He's like throws it at me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh my God, this guy, like the other, I don't even want to say like the comment, but I was on my way to meet him and some guy made a comment. I guess it caught the attention of another guy across the street. The guy across the street ran across the street and was like, hey, yo, so I just found you very attractive. Can I get your number?
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, I'm on my way to meet my boyfriend. It was just, like, the weirdest thing ever. Like, to have, like, really two
creepy.
In that short
period. Yeah.
But the one guy, like, screaming what he did, which he was basically like, it was a catcall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Also, catcalling is a huge turnoff. Don't
yeah.
do that ever.
Yeah, don't catcall.
What did he say? I'm sorry.
That was a tag team.
Yeah, right. He's like, oh my gosh. If you can't get a number, I'll try.
Like, he's that's like, okay. Like. He's like, my chances are higher because one's already been rejected. They're like,
what? The odds are in my favor. Eventually she'll have to say yes. But, oh my gosh, where was I even going with this? I can't even remember.
They never hit on you in front of your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Only
yes,
when
but,
you're like on the way.
But we were on vacation in Cancun and there was this white southern lady in her 40s, probably maybe 50s, that was like drunk, came up to him. She's like, oh, you got some shoulders on you. Like, it was just, like, being so bizarre. And we were, like, on a date at the table. And I was like, do I say something? I'm not sure what to do. She's pretty drunk. Yeah. And eventually, like, the waiter came over and was like, okay. And the best part is her whole family was there. I mean, there were, like, children. And they, like, had no idea that she had walked over to our table and just, like, started, like, hitting on him like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
But the whole time, I was like, should I have done something? Like, I know that's something, like, we expect men to do more. Yeah. I was like, should I have been like, hey, you're making him uncomfortable? Because he was like,
guys,
I mean, she was rubbing his chest, like, it was bizarre.
She was touching
him. She did, like, a...
Oh, my God.
It was the weirdest thing ever. I was like, apparently she finds you really attractive. I mean, congratulations.
Okay, like, here's the thing in my experience. Guys get weird when older women hit on them, because an older woman hit on Michael, too, and it was actually a friend's aunt.
Oh,
and like, she was such a cougar, okay? And it's, she's saying, like, and it, she hit on him, like, she was making these comments, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say something.
Like,
and, like,
do you see me?
And
here?
I feel like he just got, like, really, like weird and awkward, because she's, like, an older lady. Like, you just don't expect that from, like, an older woman.
It's like you can't,
woman.
Like, punch her in the face.
Yeah, so you're just kind of stuck, like, with this awkward, like,
what he do you actually, do? Like, he, like, moved her hand at one point. That's the most he did. He was, like, but he was, like, visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when they're, like, touching you, or like, okay, that's going to, like,
yeah,
that's
they're crossing too far. Line. Like, you could officially get sued right now.
Yeah.
No jokes.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I mean, we could end it there. I feel like we ended on a high note, question mark.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I think we covered, like, a lot of the main topics, though.
Yeah, we did.
You
we
know?
Did. What I had written, anyway, so.
Yeah.
We got there.
A lot of main topics, so hopefully that helps out any of our viewers that are looking.
And if not, at least it was entertaining, hopefully.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, or at least you won't have a breakup as bad as, or as awkward as my previous breakup.
Toodles.
Toodles, guys. Thanks for saying that.
And if there are any guys who are like, I have more questions, feel free to, like, ask them somewhere.
On the Insta or something.
Right, and they can reach out to us. And we
Spotify,
can.
It's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Post your questions. Ninja.
It's podcast.ninja.
Just for nonsense.ninja.
There's
also,
your
like, what, a Patreon. You can, like, meet us if you give us money or something.
Amanda's on it.
Yeah, Facebook. Insta, Twitter, all of those.
Post your questions somewhere, and then if you want, like, another podcast or you have more questions.
We can do a part two. This has been fun.
Yeah, so. It's actually really fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of people who kind of don't know what women are thinking.
Yeah, they always say that.
Yeah, because there are some guys out there that, like, just don't, they can't connect with girls or they can't connect with women, and they're like, I kind of have, like, questions, or where did I go wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. Post your questions.
Yeah, we could have, like, a column, like an Ask Carrie or something.
Yeah.
None of us are Carrie, but hopefully that didn't confuse people.
Yep.
All right. So that was the relationships from the female perspective. We want to thank all you guys for watching. I want to thank all these ladies for being here.
Me and Robert have it put off to the side, so.
Yeah, Michael wouldn't sit still, so I had to tape him up. So we want to thank all you guys for watching. We want to thank all of them for being here. And so go check out us. I always want to say go check out us.
Go check us out.
Because I don't know how to talk.
Go check out us.
Go check us out at YouTube, justplaynonsense.ninja. You can listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. Anywhere you can find your podcast, go to our store. And then also, some of the stuff that the girls were talking about earlier, if you guys want to have a discussion about any of this stuff, if there's any of you who are like, I have questions or I'm curious and you want to actually have their opinions, not ours, if you want their opinions, go ahead and leave a comment on this video or on our website. And then if we get enough interest, we may actually do a live one where they answer your questions live. That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be fun.
Ooh.
All right, so I think that's it. Michael, have fun sleeping like that.
Thanks. Toodles. You like that?
Peace.
I just, like, slowly. Can I do that if that loud on the channel?
I'll blur it out. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did it, so you can blur it out.
Awesome.
Yeah, well.